Come on, Jesus! He's worthy. Jesus! Jesus! Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Shabakasaya basataramakasabahaya, Lord Jesus, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Rabakasabahaya, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our pastors, for everybody that's here today, Lord Jesus. Hashandarabakasataramahaya, Lord. Cover us all in your blood, Lord Jesus, Lord. Over and over and over and over and over. We need it, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need your words of life this morning, Lord Jesus. And we'll never cease to give you the honor and the praise that you so deserve, Lord. And the saints of God said, amen. Let's lift up his name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It's about your name today, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated this morning. Thank you, Lord. Wow. You know, one of the tactics of of warfare is, you know, when two groups of people and you go back in, you know, like wars, and even, you know, now one of the tactics to come against your people that you're fighting against is to take out their communication. Yeah. Right? They say, if we can come and we can take out whatever type of communication that they can't talk to each other, they won't know,
right?
You know, what's going on. And so, I felt this morning, one of the powerful things that we talked about that was said and kind of prophesied forth was, one of them was, we talked about it Wednesday night, that Sister Phelan said she saw the radio tower. Over top of this church. Now see, the enemy wants to take out that tower. Hey, but the enemy can't take out our signal. He can't take out our signal. Hey! Woo, Jesus! Jesus is our signal. Can you say amen? He can try to take down whatever type of radio tower he wants. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And see, good warriors, they already have a backup plan. So that when that enemy comes, they just say, that's all right. We ain't worried about it. So we ain't worried about the enemy trying to take out our tower. Thank you, Lord God. All we got to do is just to praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you have your Bibles this morning, go over to Psalm 81. Psalm 81. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk a little bit this morning. Amen. But a powerful... This is your favorite scripture? Oh, yeah. I was about to say, me too, brother. Amen. I'm telling you. All of them. Amen. There you go. That's it. One long scripture. Psalm 81, we're going to start in verse 1. For it is written, it says, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Oh, these songs are so full. All these... you know, impactful things and insights to praise and to worship and what we are to give to God. And so I love all of them because they're never like, you know, don't just be real quiet and, you know, just don't upset, you know, the enemy and do what feels good and don't, you know. No, he says sing aloud. Sing aloud. And one of the things that Sister Wells was mentioning in this morning is when we get that word so much inside of us, then we're just not quiet about it. No, when it's inside of us and it's bubbling up. Oh, see, it's just like the whole, you know, Coke bottle thing. You shake the Coke bottle up, you shake it, and all of a sudden, boom, it's going to explode. It's running over. And so we don't want to just be, you know, quiet, and we don't want to be just, no, we want to sing aloud. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. He said, take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. He said, bring all the instruments. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed for our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou caughtest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So he starts off in this psalm right here, in this first portion. He said, look, bring your praise. Bring your worship. First of all, bring you. Uh-huh. Right? He didn't say go get all these instruments first. Go get all the instruments and then join in. No, he first said sing aloud. First sing aloud. Make a joyful noise. A joyful noise. And so we can make all kinds of noises, right? Look, that's a noise. But what makes the difference between that noise and the noise I'm making with my mouth? And what makes it joyful is coming from the heart. From the heart. To make a joyful noise. Then get all the instruments out. Get all of them out. I never heard so much as Reverend Phelan said this weekend. Hogwash. Trying to say we don't need, you know, people try to say we don't need different types of instruments and we don't, you know, I'm not talking about we don't need our voices, but what I'm saying is there's people out there saying, oh, you don't need that instrument. Oh, that's not pleasing to the Lord. Hogwash. Hogwash. We need it all. Thank you, Jesus. He said, come, bring it. Let's praise. Blow the trumpet. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon. He said, but look, going back to verse 4, and this is what I want to talk about this morning. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony. So I want you to think about this. I want to ask you this question, and we're going to go back, okay? What was Joseph's testimony? This right here, you're making a joyful noise, right? It's saying, in anything, in any place, anywhere, to make a joyful noise, to sing aloud. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to show y'all something this morning, but first, let's just review. Joseph comes from who? Jacob, right? Let's just do this. Jacob, we know all about this story. There came an appointed time, right, Sister Shockley? Whenever his mother said, go back into my land, go back and you get a blood relative. We need the blood. We don't need a heathen, you know, whatever idols or whatever thing that anybody else around on. It says, time for you to get a wife. It's time for you to get a relationship. Y'all hear me? It's time for you to get a bridal relationship. So Jacob went off. Now, if he wouldn't have went, look at all the different places that Jacob was in his life that he would have missed out on. Come on, he left out of there and he laid his head over on a pillow of stones. And these angels came to him, ascending and descending. And then he came to Laban's house. Oh, Uncle Laban. Always trying to control everything. My. Here he comes. And so Jacob's like, I will serve you for that beautiful, that wonderful, that precious looking soul. I'll serve you. Give me her to wife. Right? And so what'd Laban say? At first he said, sure. You serve me 7 years, I'll give you my daughter. Right? And so that's what Jacob did. He served him. And then when it came time for Laban to put his end of the deal, he said, well, he goes, I'm going to give you Leah instead. He didn't even ask him. He just did it. So then Jacob comes and he's like, what'd you do? Why'd you do this to me? We had a deal. And Laban's like, it's not a custom for us for me to give the younger one. So I had to give you the older one. And we're not going to get on, different things here this morning, but we just know that this was God's ordained plan. Amen. To bring forth fruitful children unto Jacob. And we're just going to leave it at that, all right? So he gives him Leah, right? And what happens? He had to serve him again. For Rachel. So he has these wives, and all of a sudden Leah starts having children, right? Mm-hmm. How many children does she have at first? Four. Right? I'm just gonna abbreviate. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah. So Rachel says, wait a second. You're having all these kids and these boys with Leah. We need to bring forth some children here. So Rachel gives Jacob her a handmaiden, right? And so Bilhah then has two boys, Dan and Naphtali. Okay, so then what happens, right? Then all of a sudden, Leah's like, wait a second. I'm not having any more kids now, and you're having these kids over on this side. We need some more kids on this side. So Leah says, let me give you my servant, Zilpah, right? So then she has two boys, Gad and Asher, right? Y'all with me? Just a little review here. So then finally, the Lord hears Rachel, and she brings forth children, right? And I'm getting ahead of myself. Thank you, Jesus. So Leah then all of a sudden, hey, we need more kids. So we have 9 and 10. We have Issachar and Zebulun, right? Then we come back over here to Rachel, and 11 and 12 of these boys also was born in here, Dinah, however you say it, the girl that's mentioned. Thank you, Lord. Look at me. I'm just talking. I can't talk and do everything at the same time, can I? Thank you, Lord. I want my thing. There it is. I know y'all can barely read my chicken scratch as it is. Thank you, Lord. So we have Joseph and then eventually Benjamin, right? Yeah. Right? And so in our scripture here, we understand, right, that Joseph coming from Rachel, right? In the scripture we're talking about, going back to Joseph, thank you, Jesus, Joseph born from Rachel. So what does the scripture tell us in Genesis about Joseph? We're interactive this morning, that's fine. Okay, so what does that mean? He's all Cain. He was all Cain. So go over to, let's go over to Genesis. Genesis chapter, what chapter do I want? I wanted to go somewhere else, but I don't know if 37 will be fine. 37. Genesis 37. Blessed be your holy righteous name. And so if you want to go over, you write these down, you can go and look at them. And so as we read in the scripture in Psalm, it said that he ordained. Let me go back and read that. Y'all stay going over to Genesis. I want to make sure that I prove this to you, that you see this morning. Thank you, Lord. Going back to Psalm 81, let me read that again. It says, this he ordained in Joseph. Yeah. In Joseph. Not for Joseph. Right? And not at Joseph. No, in Joseph. This very thing he said he ordained in Joseph. Meaning it didn't matter where Joseph was at. Right, as I already said, it didn't matter where he was at in his appointed time. It said that he appointed and God appointed or ordained in Joseph. Right. He put it in place. He had a purpose to appoint. Is that was what that word ordained means. And I'll show you how really the meaning of what how powerful that meaning really is. But as I said before, what is Joseph's testimony? You can write it down over in Genesis 50. 19 and 20, Joseph speaking, and he says, what you meant for evil, God did for good. That's his testimony. What you meant for evil, what the enemy wants to do for evil, God means it for good. His other testimony is over in 41. And as he names his children, as he names his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh, for he hath made me forget all my toil and my father's house. And then in Ephraim, he says, and he has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. That's what a testimony is. Joseph had a testimony. No matter where the enemy puts him, no matter what the enemy brings against me, he said, I can stand up and say, Rabba Sabahaya, it is well. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, and so I told you to go over into 37 of Genesis, and we see just kind of giving us a picture of what's going at, and we might study the life of Joseph for a while, and it'll be good, it'll be all right. I'm telling you, there's so many notes on Joseph, you'll drown yourself. You can never exalt. You know, and one of the things that comes straight from Reverend Hicks is that he was the best picture of Jesus that we have in the Bible. Whoa. The closest that we can get into the picture of Jesus. That's powerful. And so, verse 1 says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. So remember, y'all remember when he served and Rachel had Joseph. And then God said, all right, it's time to go back. Right? It's time to go back. And then she was pregnant with the last one, Benjamin, and she dies, right? And so they come back into the land. They come back into Canaan's land. And all, like I said, all these things that happened to Jacob in between the time that he left and the time that he came back. You're talking about Rabahai, he had a nature change. He had his name changed. He had all these different, the Lord blessed him. Lord gave him all these different, all the sheep. You remember all the things and everything that the Lord did for him. Oh, my. And you can could look at and say, man, that was so hard for Jacob. I can't believe he was tricked and he was deceived and he had to do all these things. But if he wouldn't have done it, then the Lord would not have blessed him. I'm not just talking about a natural blessing, but the work that God did in him. Oh, shababa karaboria saba rabora saba karia saya. And so we come back into the land and it says, these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. You know, there's so much perverseness in this world. I'm just going to mention this real quick. Just real quick. You know, there's people out there, deceivers, that want to try to preach, to try to make the LGBTQ community feel good. And so what they say, that this is a portion in God's word where Joseph, it was okay that he was gay. Looking at this this rank, because it's a rainbow, many colors. He had this. They stole this thing. And they preach it. They take these different things and try to twist them around and fit their narrative. And like I said, I'm not going to get on it. But we've got to be aware of these things. Stand for the truth. Stand for the word. Stand for the Bible. They'll say the same thing about David. They'll say the very same thing about David. Well, you look at how it describes in the word and his love that he had for Jonathan. Wickedness is all that it is. Wickedness. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We have the word of God that knows there is no flaw in his word. Thank you, Lord. And when verse 4 says, and when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said to them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said unto him, shalt thou indeed reign over us? Or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. You know, and I want you guys to help. Y'all pray with me. I felt the Lord on it so strongly while Sister Wells was teaching in Sunday school, and she was making mention about my brother, you know, in missionary, and how the Lord's revealing dreams to these people. Y'all pray that the Lord will put the spirit of Joseph upon my brother. So he will give him what he needs to help interpret and share the gospel through the ones that are dreaming. Thank you, Jesus. And so they hated him all the more. He dreamed another dream. Behold, he told to their brother, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. That's in verse 9. Verse 10 says, and he told it to his father, to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brother envied him. But his father observed a saying. Do y'all know that the word for observe here is shamar? Shamar? It means he hedged it about with thorns. It means he took the, and the word for saying there is dabar. In other words, he said, look, as Jacob, being a Zal Cain himself, said, I may not understand what you're saying, but I'm going to protect it. But I'm going to protect it, and I know that you will reveal it to me. I know that the Lord will reveal it to me in his due time. Man is so powerful. Thank you, Jesus. And his brethren, in verse 12 says, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock. I'm just giving us a picture of what's going on. I know we know it, but just remind ourselves what's happening. His brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, notice there, what did it say? Jacob? Israel. Israel. Israel, meaning how can Joseph, how we see the picture and knowing that he was a Zalkane. What's a Zalkane? It's a spiritually mature person. Has nothing to do with the natural age. Hence it said Joseph was 17.
Right.
You can't be 17 and like it describes and have all the, you know, gray hair. I guess you could if the Lord, you know, appointed it for you, but. Right, it's not the natural sense, but it's the spiritual sense. And notice that he didn't speak to him as it is written in the scripture as Jacob, but he spoke to him as Israel.
Wow.
Meaning he didn't love him more than he loved all of his natural children, not the natural affection of a father, but it means they had a special relationship where they could come, he could come to him, and he could speak. He could speak to him on another level because he himself was Zalkane. Spiritually mature. Reverend Nichols will expound on being Zalkane, and it means both spiritual theory and experience. Not just having all the high and lofty things, but the experience and putting it into practice. And it's evident by Joseph's life and everywhere he went in Egypt that he was a Zalkane. That everywhere he went, no matter what he was going through, he took the spiritual theory and made it an experience. His father, the brethren go out. Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he went out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Listen, we already know that this was part of Rabaskabahaya of Joseph's ministry, so to speak, to go out, and he brought to his father the evil report already, and it said his brethren hated him even the more. So you got to think in the natural, if I'm Joseph, I'm like, what are you talking about, Dad? You know, I told you what they were doing before, and now they hate me even more. But he said, all right, you said it. I'll go. You called me to do it. You placed it in my heart. I'll go and do it. Keeping watch, going to keep watch over the flock. Shepherd, I'm telling you what. Do you all know what he was surrounded by? You know what he was surrounded by? Look at this word for as it read in the first or the second scripture, Bilhah and Zilpah, the two handmaids, right? Bilhah, Zilpah. Y'all go and look these up, and go back and you'll take it to your root words and look at it in your concordance. But this means troubled. Troubled. And going back to trembling inwardly, suddenly alarmed and agitated, hastened anxiously, frightened, vexed, anxious, all these things. So you see where they came to the place whenever Joseph went to check on them, and they said, here comes our brother, here comes our brother. And they conspire, so they can, let's conspire together to slay him. Not to give him away, not to slay. No, to slay him.
Right.
To slay him. But praise God, God raised up one of his other brothers and came and said, look, don't do that. Don't do that. Let's just put him in this pit. troubled. Zilpah means trickling. In describing the moving as myrrh, fragrant, like dropping, okay? And so you think like this slow, and so you're like, you first read, and that's all that it says about that word. If you look it up in your concordance, you're kind of like, that sounds kind of good. But if you look at the word before and the word after, this word, go and look it up, and like I said, always trace it out to your root word. I'll give it to you, H2-155. Look at it, and that's the root. It means to boil up, angry, fret, wroth. 2-155 means a plan, a heinous crime, wicked. So it's no wonder whenever he came to him that they were like, Rabaria Sakarabahaya, that's our brother, and he's got to go. Yeah. And so this is what Joseph found himself around. But yet he continued to do what God had called him to be. He continued to walk out as his father said, go and be this shepherd, be this chief shepherd, Rabahaya, and make sure that things are going according to plan. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Now, I'm just waiting to see what the Lord will have me say right now. Thank you, Lord. This is a job that, it's a serious job of being a shepherd. Yeah. You look at David, he took the job very seriously. Yeah. Very seriously. And so did Joseph. Uh-huh. Now this is one thing that I take very seriously. Yeah. As my job as the pastor. Yeah. A shepherd. What David do whenever a lion and a bear came out against his flock? And I'm not saying that just to say anything about me, but I just want you to know, take my job seriously. Yeah. As a shepherd, yeah. To protect the flock. Yeah. And I didn't know this at the time, but the Lord revealed to me this week the very specific time that he said that my work was done, that our work was done in Granite City. A very specific time, and that was on a Wednesday night, and somebody come up in the church talking all kinds of smack, it was crazy, all kinds of garbage, and so, you know, he come up and started doing, you know, like all this, and he started going down to the bathroom, and I looked at my, you know, my guy that was there, board member, kind of, you know, trusted person, and he knew exactly what I was talking about. He went and came with him, started talking to him. Our first thing is to share the love of Jesus. To share the love of Jesus, Rabakabahaya, but to follow the Spirit. And when the Lord says, Rabashikatarabahaya, enough's enough, then enough is enough. Uh-huh. And so, I come over and he starts, you know, oh, this is so and so. And I said, hey, nice to meet you. And he goes, yeah, so I can't even remember his name. He says, praise God, right? And he said, so and so, the Son of God. And I went, what'd you say? The Son of God? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, that's not funny. And he took it back and he goes, well, I am. I'm a child of God. I said, we're all child of God, but you ain't the Son of God. There's only one the Son of God, and that's Jesus Christ. Right. He kind of changed his tune. He said, well, I'm just tired of all the deception and all the different things. I just left this one church. And he goes, there's only, what did he say? He said something about the, this guy at the church said there's only one authority. And I look at him, I said, there is one authority in Jesus Christ, but that authority goes down through me as the pastor of this church. So if you want to stay in worship with us and you want to be kosher, then you can. But if not, there's the door. Yeah. And he okay. Oh, yeah, hey, man. We're good. We're cool. Okay. And then I go over and, you know, my board member comes over and goes, what do you want me to do? I said, keep on. Just over there, worship. Hey, if he wants to worship, we'll show him what Jesus really is. Yeah. So what I do, I got up on that mic and I start speaking in tongues. Yeah. And where'd he go? Hightailed out the door. He was gone. And I just tell you that story. That was the specific time the Lord revealed to me this week. That was the specific time, Rabba Sabahaya, when he worked inside of me what needed to be worked out, Rabba Sabahaya, and he said, the time is done. Thank you, Lord. And so y'all know me. I am a non-confrontational kind of person. On the norm. But we got to be like David and have that holy hatred, to take a stand for the name. Thank you, Jesus. So this business and being a shepherd, thank you, Lord. Joseph took it to heart. Thank you, Jesus. And we know what happens here. They conspired against him. They threw him down. They took the robe. They rent it in two and put blood upon it, and they took it to his father. And all these years, all the years, they kept this lie.
Yeah, they did. That's
crazy. Crazy. His father said, oh, this beast come and devoured my son. Any normal person would be like, I'm sorry, Dad, he didn't do it. You know, it wasn't a beast. Yeah. Any normal person, I feel like that's what they would do. Or eventually, they kept the very lie, Rabba Sikato Rabahaya. Yes. You always telling yourself. All this time. And so we're not getting very far, but let me show you this right here. Okay. Joseph in the Hebrew. Yosef means Jehovah has added. Jehovah has added. That's powerful. That is so good to see in Joseph's life and say, okay, Rabaskarabahaya, coming and just listening to his father, Arabaskarabahaya, you know, speak these truths until the Lord grows and to become a Zalkane.
Yeah.
A lot of times we think, man, you look at these, and I said it about Abraham, and I say it about Joseph. Joseph wasn't this powerful man that he ended up being in the beginning. But all it took was him to just say, all right, Lord, I surrender. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll do exactly what you'd say to do. And he continued to work in his life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It's all Cain in 17 years. Jehovah added. You say, what did he do to become the man right there? He allowed Jehovah to add.
Wow.
He allowed God to add into him.
Yes.
And y'all for sure know I'm not a Hebrew scholar, right? So y'all hold with me. Y'all look it up, and you see what Joseph is in the Hebrew, all right? We have this, and I'll write it down here so we know it. Yud, Vav, a Mem, and a Pei, okay? This is his name right here as we see it, Yosef, in the scripture, in most of the scriptures in the Old Testament. However, go back to Psalm 81, where we saw Joseph mentioned, and it's not Yosef. It is and we're talking about his name, as it's written in the scripture. In the Hebrew, it's not Yosef, it's Yehosef. Yehosef. And so, in that place, when it says he ordained in Joseph, he put in Joseph. You'll look it up in your concordance. Go look it up. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
It says a fuller form of Yosef, of the Hebrew word for Joseph, the most times it's written as Joseph. It says a fuller form.
Wow.
A fuller form. And so, look, you know how it is in the Hebrew? Again, we have the yud, but we add in, he adds in a letter, the hey. Everything else is the same, but he adds in the hey. It's the same letter. It's the same letter that was given to Abram when he became Abraham. It's the hey, it's the ha, it's the fifth letter of the alphabet. It's the number of grace, the unmerited favor of God. Hey means a mouth. The picture of the symbol is a mouth speaking, a mouth breathing. It means breath, spirit, revelation. It means receiving and understanding. What made Joseph Joseph? Hey! Jesus! Jesus! Hallelujah! What made Joseph, Rabahaya Joseph, what made him this man as he was at the end was that no matter where he was at, no matter if he was in the pit, no matter if he was in Potiphar's house, no matter if he was in the prison, no matter if he was in Pharaoh's kingdom, Rabahaya, he allowed God to add to him. This fuller. Oh, Rabba Sabahaya, Riska Bashika Tarabria Sita Rabasia. Because he continued to allow God to work in him the testimony. So this is as he had as a testimony. Rabaria Sika Rabaria Sabahaya. No matter whatever place that he was at, no matter where God was putting him and working on, no matter how God was putting the squeeze on him, no matter where he went, he prospered. He prospered. Thank you, Jesus. Because he continued to stand up and take a stand for the word and to sing that praise, to take a psalm and just say, Lord, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Lord, I praise you wherever you put me. Thank you, Jesus. And it became his testimony. Thank you, Lord. And we talked about, as one of the things that Reverend Phelan, or we learned about, that Reverend Phelan talked about, is how we overcome the word of our testimony. The word of our testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. The Lord will give us, thank you, Lord. And you're talking about the same letters. What do we see there? Yud, hey, va. The same three letters that are in the Lord's name. Yud, hey, va, hey. That's too good. That is too good. Thank you, Jesus. Just because Joseph was just willing to serve, just because Joseph was willing to say, hey, even though the Lord will allow Satan to use somebody to come against me, still I will praise you. Still I will stand and say, not today, Satan. And never in these things, in the pit or whenever he was in Potiphar's house, as Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of his coat, never in any of these times did Joseph stand up and say, I was wrong, I was did wrong, yeah, but you don't understand. Never mentioned, because he just went to the next place on the T-fourth wheel. He went to the next place that God had called him to be and say, all right, Lord, now it's time to work something else. Now it's time to work something in me. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Joseph is a powerful man of God. Thank you, Lord. Let us be like Joseph. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. Let us be like Joseph. Thank you, Jesus. I know Brother Shockley can, you know, testify the same thing that they told him. They told me in the witness room years and years ago, us on separate occasions, that they saw us as a Joseph. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember you telling me and it stuck with me. He don't remember it.
I'll take it.
Hey. Thank you, Lord. Because I remember you saying that and coming out of the witness room. I thought, that's exactly what they told me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we can, I don't try to diminish anything of what Joseph, but we too can if we just come. He wants to give us the hay. He wants to give us the high. He wants us to have a name change. If we're allowing to continue to grow, thank you, Lord, in him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, I hope that this has made sense this morning. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, we'll follow the Lord if he wants us to, you know, kind of continue some parts of Joseph's life. And that's what we'll do. But either way, follow him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. Well, let's stand this morning and just give him another shout of praise. Thank you, Lord, for all he's done today. Glory, Jesus! Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, love and appreciate you this morning. Praise God. We'll pray and be dismissed. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are so grateful, Lord, today. Lord, for your word. We're grateful for your truth and your spirit, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, that you give us, Lord, opportunities in our life. Lord God, where the theory can match with the experience. Oh, Jesus, if we can stand up and we can say, you are good. We can praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you've done. Thank you for the work you're doing and you're going to do. Lord God, we stand in faith today, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Lord God, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask this morning for your blessing to be upon each and every person. Strengthen, Lord God, your people today, Lord God. Lord Jesus, put your head, your protection round about, Lord God, and bring us back at your next appointed time. Help us to bury these seeds of truth today, Lord God, that they would grow roots downward and bear fruit upward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. God bless you this morning. Thank you, Lord.